Well, Paul, it's a tricky time for Chesterfield. Form, in terms of results, hasn't been great. Ian Evatt, the skipper, out suspended tomorrow, so it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, obviously we've got other injuries with Gary Roberts being out, Sam Aird, Drew Talbot, Ian Evatt out now. You know, so we do get a little bit in terms of numbers, but we've got to make sure from within the group that we have, that we find, you know, the solution to the problems we're having, you know, because all of a sudden, quickly, we're not scoring anywhere near enough goals. The last two games we haven't scored, and we're obviously conceding far too many as well. So, you know, we're certainly well aware of the problems, and, you know, the players, and I must admit, the players do the best in training every day. They listen to everything you're saying. You know, I do feel tomorrow is a good opportunity for us to get back on track.
And the overall aside, they've only picked up 1 point in the last 18 available, so they'll be searching for the magic answer as well.
I think it's important you just worry about yourself, Phil. I think, you know, if someone at the start of the season would have said we'd be going into this month in 11th place, you know, in the league, I think people in general would have been quite happy. The problem we've had is because we've set such a good standard at the club in terms of results early on in the season, that it looks like you're in the midst of, you know, problems. But, you know, this time last year, we ran into very similar problems in League Two. You know, we lost at Morecambe away, which was a heavy defeat when we were leading. You know, I don't think the lads, I think psychologically, the Bristol City result hurt them. You know, because to get beaten that deep into stoppage time has knocked them, and it's knocked the confidence. And football, like most sports, is about confidence. And when you're playing with confidence, you feel like you can't do wrong. And when you're playing without it, you feel like you can't do right. You know, my job, certainly, and the players to a lesser degree, is to shake that off quickly and get back on track.
Well, Tuesday night against Swindon almost sort of typified that, because until the first goal came, if you look back at the DVD, the majority of chances were coming Chesterfield's way.
We were certainly in the ascendancy in the game, you know, but as, you know, and football's funny sometimes, because, you know, you're letting Angelé go out on loan, because in the previous month, I'd only given 38 minutes football. Now, all of a sudden, it doesn't look such a good move with Gary Roberts being injured. But the reason he goes out is to play regularly, because we know he can score goals and do well. So all of a sudden, when you're a bit thin on the ground like you are now, probably a couple of decisions I would have changed. You know, unfortunately, you can't go back and change them. So as I say, for tomorrow, again, you know, we are stretched. You know, but we must make sure that within the group, that we get the correct result for the supporters.
No new faces in to cover for Ian Evatt, so can we assume that Charlie Raglan will probably be stepping in?
Yeah, Charlie will play with George at the back, yeah. Because it's important. Charlie's been with us for a bit now. He's been in and out. You know, he's only got a year on a contract. You know, it's important that we get to see these lads play to decide if we think that they can go on. You know, Charlie's a very fit boy off the pitch. He does all his work properly. You know, and I don't think tomorrow will phase him in any shape or form. I fully expect him to come through it well.
Yeovil Town, relegated from the Championship, but did brilliant to get there in the first instance. Wily old manager in Gary Johnson, but a couple of ex-Chesterfield players there, Brendan Maloney and Nathan Smith, but I think Smith might be missing tomorrow.
Yeah, Nathan was a popular member of the squad while he was here, and he was very popular with the supporters as well. You know, he's a good lad, Nathan. He's a good player. Don't think he's going to start tomorrow. I think he's injured, so that's disappointing for Nathan. Because I think it's good when players come back sometimes. It gives fans a chance to give them a clap and, you know, acknowledge the services to the club. You know, but we're certainly concentrating on the lads who are available tomorrow, because, you know, as I say, we just, you know, a win does everything for the community, not just for the football team, it's for the town, it's for everybody. And we want that feel-good factor going into a difficult FA Cup tie away at Braintree, because, you know, if we can get two really positive results in the next week, it could set our season up really well.
How's the dressing room at the moment? Is it feeling sorry for itself? Is it up for the game tomorrow? Is it, you know, what level of confidence off the park are they showing?
Very much looking forward to the game, Phil. I think there's no better place. If you're in work and you work at something and you don't feel you're doing as well in your job as you can do, you want to go back to work as quickly as you can to put that right. So there's certainly no feeling sorry for themselves or sulking or out like that. You know, we felt we haven't done well enough as a group in the last week or so. We have an opportunity tomorrow to put that right.
But does it frustrate you that it's not a million miles away from being right?
Wrong's wrong and right's right, so how close do you want to be to wrong? You know, we're not winning enough. No. They haven't done a lot wrong since the Bristol City game, and that's knocked them a little bit. You know, now what we need to do is get a bit of continuity into what we're doing. You know, we need to get that confidence back into them so that they quickly remember how good they are. You know, because it doesn't seem a blink away when we were beating Sheffield United here in 20 days ago. You know, and the lads were getting all applauded, and the staff. In the space of a blink in football, it can put you on the seat of your pants. We just want to stand up and be counted, and that comes starts tomorrow.
But as you sort of said, there's not too many supporters that wouldn't have taken 11th by the end of October. So you've got a real solid platform to move on.
I think the important thing for the club is is that it goes forward. And sometimes, you know, as a manager or players, you can't take your club forward enough, fast enough for some supporters. And that's the nature of the game you're in today. You know, certainly we feel that we have good players. We feel that there's a lot of good players individually in the dressing room. We feel that they're a strong side and a side well able to meet the challenges of this league. We also well know that we're on not a great run. You know, so if we have the belief in what we're doing, you know, and that belief's correct, then results will change. And, you know, I obviously believe that.
And you as a manager, do you have to change your approach to training, your approach to working with the guys in difficult times?
No. I think it's all about your values and your beliefs in the game. You know, the lads have trained well this morning. I believe you go back to a lot more basic stuff. You just work harder and harder. You make sure that by the time you come off the pitch tomorrow, you don't leave a breath on that pitch. You know, supporters will always criticise, in my opinion, lack of effort, lack of certain stuff. They'll never criticise honesty. So by the time we finish the game tomorrow night, we have good players. And if they play with honesty and work ethic, the likelihood is we'll get the correct result.